You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Program joining us from, I assume, the Big Smoke, Tamaki Makaurau. We're talking to Reb Fountain about their new EP, Smoke Signals. Reb is joining the Third Timers Club here on Breakfast, which is awesome. One of maybe a dozen Third Timers. Good morning to you, Reb. How are we?
Morene. Oh, I'm great, thank you. Yes, I am up in Tamaki Makaurau. It's a beautiful sunny day on this first day of New Zealand Music Month.
Hell yeah, te marama puoro o Aotearoa. It's super, super exciting. I actually had a question for you all about Music Month, but first things first, yes. How you doing? You doing good?
I'm doing great, yeah. That's good. Excited because we're sharing this EP today, Smoke Signals. It's been such a fun project to be part of, super collaborative, and yeah, I'm looking forward to everyone hearing it.
Yeah, it's a really, really awesome EP, which we'll talk about in a second. As I mentioned, Music Month, and you mentioned, Music Month is here. We're starting off on a high with not only this new EP, but also the new Vera Allen record. You've been making music nearly as long as Music Month has been around. Have you seen an uptick? Have you seen an uptick in its presence over the last like two decades?
I think that our community is valuing ourselves more and also valuing bringing it to the fore for the rest of Aotearoa, the rest of the community, you know, that in order to highlight the work that we do, that it actually is work, that it's meaningful, it actually brings in the gross domestic product of the creative arts in New Zealand is like 4.2%, you know, it's huge.
Yeah.
And I think this is part of that, kind of bring to folks this the sense that we actually count and we matter, and then it's worth supporting us with funding and listening to us. And I think the arts in general have kind of been devalued for some time now. So as that increases, it's really important that we do highlight music and how important it is, because like as a human, it's one of the most intrinsic things that we can do is to create art. And I'm really grateful to be a part of the community.
I think to myself, if I had to go either blind or deaf, I'd rather go blind, because I don't know if I could live life without music. You know, it's too precious. It's too precious.
Well, music is in everything, right? And I think we're so disconnected from nature, but you know, you just have to go to somewhere quiet and you're in nature and it's full of sound, and it resonates in our bodies. And I think that's what, you know, music does, like on a soul level. You know, it's great to dance to and it takes your mind off stuff, and you can listen to it in the car and you can headbang to it. Mm-hmm. It's also resonating, you know, and it's helping us make sense of the world, and it's a pretty crazy time right now. So I guess like with this EP, that's what I was doing, is trying to reflect what I saw happening in this changing world order, as well as perhaps considering like how I might resist or approach it, you know.
And I picked up on that theme because I think it was in the track Sand Dunes, there's a spoken word passage about real estateism, which is all about, you know, how everything is a commodity, it can all be bought and sold. I thought it was quite thought-provoking and also quite random. I'm glad it was there. It was awesome.
Good. Random is good. You know, this project's been really interesting because it's been collaborative. The way the songs have been pieced together have been quite different. And, you know, I had that written down, those lyrics for that particular section, just on the notes on my phone, and just kind of spoke it in over a demo. And then we went, oh, yeah, that works really well. And I love that, the kind of randomness of it. And also, you know, it's a little scary sometimes to say things clearly, because it's hard to stand up and be firm about what you believe in or what you don't like or you do like. But I think it's important that we do that in music. On many levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I just want to, you know, admire your prolific pace, because it's been basically a year since your last record, How Love Bends, dropped. How did you come up with the material so fast?
Oh, it seems slow to me, you know, but I think something that I've really been working on and trying to cultivate for myself and for my friends that I play music with is just how to make things and have a joyful time as you're making them. And, you know, for me, the last record, there was so much attached to it, you know, and you're always trying to like share your wares and think about how to be successful and make a living and will people like my stuff. And there's so much pressure around it. And I guess what I've really been wanting to do is just make art and then set it free. And that's been really liberating because I've realized that I can just do, I'm quite productive, but usually there's so much sort of industry stuff around it that make that quite problematic.
It bogs it down. It bogs down the actual creative process.
I'm just going to do what I want to do. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we all can do that. I think we've just been sort of, we've had very kind of big blinders on because we're so confined by the constraints of the industry or what we think the constraints are, and this is, you've got to do it this way or that way. And now I'm just like, let's go, you know. So and I'm lucky to have really great people that I work with and who are excited about creating too, so that makes a world of difference.
I want to mention just how productive you are, because there are some videos for the songs from this EP and they were all made in one day. They're described as vignettes, an opportunity to reflect on a human desire to stay lost in comfortable illusions, which often obscure reality. But Smoke Signals, the title of the EP, allow us to notice our patterns and change them for the betterment of ourselves and our world. What do you see as the desires and sort of cyclical patterns playing out in these videos? I kind of picked up desire for a few of them, but I want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's art, right? So it's pretty abstract, but I guess there's a new video out today for a song called Keep Your Heart Open, and that particular video I'm in. And so in that one, I'm like scrubbing a white canvas clean.
Wow.
And this idea that you I mean, there's more than that in it, but this, there were one shot videos where we just, again, very collaborative, we just wanted to depict, what if you're distracting yourself? You know, we do it with our phones, we do it with dance, we do it with getting lifting weights, we do it with drugs, we do it with everything. And you know, that's normal, right? Because we're attracted to different things, that we find them interesting, but also they can keep us disconnected, maybe from what's going on in the world or from ourselves. And so we sort of juxtapose these kinds of actions with a visual screen that was like, well, what else is going on in the world? And just that you might not even pay attention to it, or what if you did pay attention to it? And I guess for me, over the past couple of years, I've just really felt this lifting of a veil of kind of a sense of what is happening in the world. I know it was always happening, but for us, we were very contained. We were in a bubble of like democracy and freedom and, you know, human rights. And we've really been noticing over the past couple of years, particularly with the onset of the genocide in Palestine, that's not the case. And actually it hasn't been, and this is just an extension of what's been going on with colonialism and imperialism for such a long time. And then how that impacts us on a daily level, you know, how we're sort of obscured. We either obscure the vision from ourselves or our culture, and like just capitalism keeps us from seeing what is. And so, like, yeah, it's a big, broad, vague topic, but I guess we wanted just to play with that with these videos. And because the songs, I like that too, you know, they're like songs that you might hear in a club, or they're joyful, but they're also navigating this, like, hey, what am I coming to terms with, you know? I'm here enjoying my life and in this beautiful world, and also this is happening around me.
Completely. I like your I like what you're saying there, sort of about, you know, how we're in a bubble and the world has been in kind of like a hyper reality state, and now that is sort of crumbling as, you know, inequality grows and there's all these stupid military campaigns.
And it's also a very privileged perspective though too, yeah. Right, because for most, there's a lot of people in the world that the bubble was never there.
Oh, that's, you know, that's the baseline for 90% of the population. Yeah.
Yes.
yeah, we live in a pretty crazy moment in time. The thing I sort of find fascinating about the concept of smoke signals is it requires a signaller and an observer, which would be the person who is stuck in their cycle. Who or what has been a smoke signal for you in the recent past?
Oh, that's really interesting. I guess for me, like, I feel like I am both sending this, for myself anyway, sending the signal and picking it up at the same time. And that's kind of this cycle that I've been experimenting with and learning from for a long time, just in my own, like, self-work and living. Like, how can I be more aware and then how can I respond to that? But yeah, you totally need other people. And, you know, that's what I find with art and music and inspiration from folks that I work with, particularly this feedback loop, you know. And it's like an algorithm. You can kind of get stuck in one particular loop, so you've kind of constantly be pushing. And I guess I try and listen to other people's art, music, and stay open. And I get inspired. I get inspired by the artists that are making meaningful music as well. Folks that aren't afraid to be themselves. And I think that's certainly something I struggle with. Like, how do you be who you are in a respectful, conscious way in the world when everything's kind of driving you to hate yourself. and so I reach out for these different anchor points, like my friends. My whānau is really important to me, my band, and in the creative world. And nature, to be honest, I'd be absolutely fucked if I didn't spend a lot of time swimming in the sea and gone for long walks or runs with my dog.
Oh, and also your cat. I saw you had a video of a cat on a leash recently on Instagram. It's a very cute cat.
Taco. I found Taco. she was just running. She was tiny. Shouldn't have been out, hiding underneath the car. And I found her, and she's been living with me ever since, and my flatmates and my dog. And she's like a dog cat. That's been a great joy. I'm not a cat person. So it turns out she's not really a cat either. She's just a cat. A dog in disguise in a cat's body.
Oh, that's so sweet, man. I'm glad you're coming around to cats that are disguised
as
dogs.
Yes.
Vice versa, sorry. Are you going to be touring this new EP, Smoke Signals? Is there going to be some shows around the country, around the Motu?
No, it's not really a live project. Not at this stage, anyway. We kind of wanted to focus this on just digitally disseminating it. For folks, or of course via Bandcamp, so people can download it and listen to it in their homes. No, not at this stage. We've got things in the works, though, for the future.
I think it'd be awesome to have a show. Obviously, you probably couldn't tour it because the requirements would be quite steep, but having the visuals and some of the dances from the videos on stage while you're doing it live would be pretty sick.
Yeah, I'd love to do a collaborative project like that because it was really fun putting it together, and it does feel like a contained art piece in itself.
Mm, for sure. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions to leave our listeners with?
Well, just really appreciate you all listening. And look, take care of yourselves and one another. You know, fuck the rules. Be kind.
Amen to that. Amen. What a great way to kick off Music Month. Thank you so much. All right, take care. That was Reb Fountain. We're talking to Reb about her new record, her new EP, Smoke Signals, which is out wherever you find your tunes. We're going to play the track Sand Dunes from the EP, and then we'll play some more great music from Aotearoa, because of course it is New Zealand Music Month. We're kicking off today with only NZ music. Here's Reb Fountain with Sand Dunes. This is the Big Breakfast program on Radio 1. Ka kite.
I made a heart, and I put your name on it. But the number on the back wasn't mine. You're like, why did
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.